I don't think it's sort of a definitive moment as such, but I think that the entire movement, the entire sequence of events since December last year is fundamentally reshaping political arrangements in the region. I think if we were to focus on a particular point, it probably would have been the downfall of the Mubarak regime back on the 11th. But I'm seeing it more as sort of a ripple effect than a domino effect, where things are like movements are looking at what's happening, feeding off it, and morphing in these different political and social environments across the region.
So, can we expect more regime changes?
I think so. I think there are definite challenges to particular countries. I think Bahrain presents a really interesting case in that each of these countries has had pre-existing tensions before, and the governments have been very effective at controlling, sort of dividing the opposition, co-opting the opposition, or directly oppressing the opposition. But this sort of added momentum across, and the countries that are experiencing this are also quite linked in terms of being poorer countries, countries with lower GDP. You look at Bahrain, he's got the lowest GDP in the Gulf. Jordan's a very poor country, Egypt as well. Tunisia's economy performed okay, relatively okay, but it still had problems with unemployment, etc. And then you've also got Yemen and Algeria. The countries I think most at risk amongst that cohort are Bahrain, with its really strong pre-existing sectarian divide, something that's been caught up in this call for reform. It was very easy for the Shia majority who have been marginalised in Bahrain to call or sort of attach their calls to this push for political reform. And I think it puts the Khalifa regime in Manama in a very difficult position. And whether it's fundamental change, I don't think we're going to see a collapse of the monarchy, but we may see genuine limits put on the monarchy's power. We may see genuine power invested in the parliament, which would in effect, I think, be in part a regime change.
And how about Yemen?
The other circumstance I was thinking about would be Yemen, and the situation there is quite different in that the state institutions in the country are very, very fragile and have been fragile prior to the unification of North and South Yemen back in 1990. And the Yemeni government's been facing a three or four front civil war for a number of years now, with insurgents in the north, separatists in the south, an increasingly prominent Al-Qaeda style movement, a number of other insurgent movements. So added into this has been the increasing unrest. President Saleh was trying to recently, in effect, give himself sort of a presidency for life. Libya is questionable, largely due to the brutality with which the security services feel able to actually just come in and put down this unrest, something that we've seen a little bit in Bahrain, but the scale of which hasn't really been matched elsewhere.
Or like in Iran, where the military is deeply loyal to the regime.
Exactly. We saw in Egypt quite clearly that the military saw itself as at least somewhat detached from Mubarak. And you do have that a bit in a place like Algeria, where there is a bit of a distance between the military and President Bouteflika. But the fractures in Yemen, the military is very sort of a very fragile institution. And in Bahrain, where the internal security services they're using to break up these protests are mostly staffed by people from outside the country. So that those sorts of things, those sort of differences between the countries, I think, are having a great say in shaping the events.
What kind of time frame do you see this change occurring over?
This is a very tricky one to answer. I mean, the quicker the rate of change probably plays into the hands of the opposition movements. If change is stalled or drawn out, as we're potentially seeing in Egypt, then those who have vested interests in the pre-existing status quo do have a better chance of potentially sort of managing or manipulating the arrangements and the negotiations to try and ensure they've got some stake in any future system.